Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Dr. Nazmi Basin Dubai emerges as a global leader in aesthetic medicine. Led by renowned plastic surgeon, Dubai is establishing itself as a global hub for aesthetic medicine, with Dr. Nazmi Basin at the forefront. In 2023, Dubai performed over 50,000 aesthetic procedures, generating $2.5 billion. Dr. Basin, with 25 years of experience, specializes in breast augmentation, tummy tucks, and more. Dubai's appeal lies in its clinical excellence, privacy, and cultural accessibility, attracting patients from the GCC region. With over 691,000 medical tourists visiting in 2023, contributing AED 1 billion directly to healthcare, Dubai's plastic surgery sector is thriving. Supported by initiatives like D33, Dubai aims to double its GDP and become a global innovation hub. Advanced infrastructure, AI diagnostics, and social media influence are shaping Dubai's aesthetic preferences, making it a leading destination for personalized cosmetic procedures. Offshore accounting services, a boon for U.S. businesses, says Wiz Consulting. Offshore accounting services are proving to be a game changer for U.S. businesses, offering efficiency, scalability, and high-quality financial support, according to Wiz Consulting. By outsourcing to qualified professionals overseas, companies can access a global talent pool at a fraction of the cost of an in-house team. With time zone advantages and cloud-based technologies, offshore teams provide round-the-clock productivity and faster turnaround times. Wiz Consulting offers comprehensive services covering bookkeeping, payroll processing, U.S. tax preparation, accounts payable, receivable, and more, all in compliance with U.S. GAAP. Their industry-specific expertise and use of platforms like QuickBooks and Xero ensure clients receive reliable, audit-ready financial data for strategic growth and regulatory compliance.
Tech Media Breaks, D-Wave Quantum Inc. raises $400 million through equity offering. D-Wave Quantum Inc. has raised $400 million through an equity offering program. The sales of common stock closed at an average share price of 15 and 18 cents, representing a 149% premium over previous sales. The company plans to use the proceeds for strategic acquisitions, working capital, and capital expenditures. CEO Dr. Alan Barat stated that they have the strongest balance sheet among public quantum computing companies. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems and services, offering the world's first commercial quantum computers. With over 200 million problems submitted to their systems, they are shaping quantum-driven advancements for the future. For more information, visit dwavequantum.com.
Tech Media Breaks, Heartcore Enterprises, HTCR, enters agreements for up to $27 million to fund M&A and maintain NASDAQ listing. Heartcore Enterprises, Inc., HTCR, has secured agreements for up to $27 million with Crom Structured Opportunities Fund LP to fund M&A activities and maintain its NASDAQ listing. The agreements allow for the issuance of $2 million in Series A convertible preferred stock and the sale of up to $25 million in common stock over time. The funds will be used to advance their M&A strategy, focusing on recurring revenue, AI-driven tech, and cross-sell opportunities, as well as to meet NASDAQ's minimum equity requirement. Headquartered in Tokyo, Japan, Heartcore offers enterprise software and consulting services globally, including SaaS solutions and data analytics services. For more information, visit their website at heartcore-enterprises.com. Visory Health wins gold at the 2025 Digital Health Awards. Visory Health, a leading patient-first health tech platform, has won gold in the 2025 Digital Health Awards Web-Based Resource Tool category. The platform offers a prescription discount card to help individuals access affordable healthcare. This recognition highlights Visory Health's consumer-focused digital solutions, especially for underserved communities. Users can access the discount card on the web, mobile, or request a physical card for flexibility. The platform's real-time pricing tool allows users to compare prices at different pharmacies. Visory Health aims to democratize healthcare access and simplify prescription navigation. Consumers can save up to 80% on medication costs by downloading the Visory Health app or visiting their website.
Felix announces $9 million Series A financing to advance FLQ-101 clinical program for retinopathy of prematurity. Felix Corporation, a biotechnology company, has announced a successful $9 million Series A funding round to advance the FLQ-101 clinical program for retinopathy of prematurity. The funding was co-led by a major American pharmaceutical company and Beyond Next Ventures, Inc., with additional participation from Japan Science and Technology Agency and existing investors. This investment will accelerate the development of FLQ-101, a treatment designed to enhance retinal vascularization and protect against inflammation. The Phase 1b/2 study is set to begin in the summer of 2025 in the United States. Felix plans to use the funds to expand its teams, achieve key milestones, and strengthen research initiatives. Biomed news breaks. Orogenix Inc., NYS American, OGEN, announces $20 million preferred stock and warrant offering. Orogenix Inc., a developer of intranasal pharmaceuticals for neurological disorders, has announced a $20 million preferred stock and warrant offering. The offering includes up to 800,000 shares of Series H convertible preferred stock and accompanying warrants priced at $25 per unit. Each warrant allows purchase of an additional preferred share at $25, with preferred shares convertible into common stock at $2.50. The gross proceeds could total $20 million, supporting ONP2 concussion trials, R&D, repayment of a $3 million bridge note, and general corporate needs. The closing is expected on or about July 2, 2025, with Dawson James Securities, Inc. acting as the sole placement agent. For more information, visit orogenixwebsite.orogenix.com.
Octopus. BYD collaborate to usher in EV and charging bundle for motorists. BYD has partnered with UK energy supplier Octopus Energy to introduce the Power Pack bundle for electric vehicle drivers in the United Kingdom. This bundle, unveiled at Octopus Energy's Energy Tech Summit, will cost UK drivers just under $375 per month. It will be interesting to see how other companies like Massimo Group, MAMO, view the potential for similar collaborations. Green Car Stocks is a specialized platform focusing on electric vehicles and the green energy sector, providing access to a wide network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. New research from Employee Benefit News explores the state of healthcare from the perspectives of both employees and employers. Employee Benefit News releases its State of Healthcare Survey 2025, sponsored by Quantum Health, offering insights into how employers and employees approach healthcare benefits. The report highlights a potential disconnect between employer and employee perspectives on health and wellness offerings as costs rise. Employers are scaling back benefits in response to cost pressures and shifting employee expectations. Data and trust gaps complicate benefit strategies, challenging assumptions on decision-making trust. Communication is crucial for employee engagement with healthcare options. Trust emerges as a make-or-break factor in a high-pressure market. Healthcare benefits remain important for employee satisfaction and value for employers. The report aims to help employers optimize benefits value and improve satisfaction and outcomes. For more insights on trust, aligning communication with employee preferences, and the impact of cutting back on offerings, download the full report at the Employee Benefit News website. Biomed News breaks. Nutriband Inc., NASDAQ, NTRB, added to four Russell indexes in 2025 reconstitution. Nutriband Inc., trading on the NASDAQ under the symbol NTRB, has been added to four Russell indexes in the 2025 reconstitution. This includes the Russell Microcap, Russell Microcap Growth, Russell 3000E, and Russell 3000E Growth Indexes. CEO Gareth Sheridan sees this as a reflection of market recognition and momentum behind the company's Aversa pipeline, specifically Aversa Fentanyl, with potential peak annual U.S. sales ranging from $80 million to $200 million. The Russell Indexes, maintained by FTSE Russell, benchmark around $10.6 trillion in assets and are widely used by investment managers and institutions. Nutriband is focused on developing transdermal pharmaceutical products, with its lead product being an abuse-deterrent fentanyl patch utilizing Aversa technology. For more information, visit Nutriband's website. Investor news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. Exceeds uranium production estimates at Pinyon Plain Mine in Q2 2025. Energy Fuels Inc. exceeded uranium production estimates at its Pinyon Plain Mine in Arizona in Q2 2025, mining 230,061 pounds of U3O3 in June and a quarterly total of 638,700 pounds. CEO Mark S. Chalmers praised Pinyon Plain as one of the highest-grade uranium deposits in U.S. history. The company sold 50,000 pounds in Q2 at $77 per pound and anticipates selling 140,000 pounds in Q3 and 160,000 pounds in Q4 under long-term contracts. Sales for 2026 are projected between 620,000 and 880,000 pounds. Energy Fuels is a U.S.-based critical minerals company focused on uranium, REEs, HMS, vanadium, and medical isotopes, with operations in the Western U.S. and international projects in Kenya, Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit www.energyfuels.com. Investor news breaks. Secure private data, Lilted, CQB, SWEF, FSE, GDT0, closes $1.7 million private placement to fund global expansion. Secure Private Data Lilted, a Swiss-hosted cybersecurity and privacy communications platform, has closed a $1.7 million private placement. The non-brokered placement raised gross proceeds of approximately $1.2 million. Company officers and directors purchased 450,000 units, and fees included cash payments and broker warrants. The net proceeds will support marketing efforts across the United States, Europe, and Africa, as well as provide general working capital. Secure Private Data offers encrypted emails, secure messengers, and communication tools for consumers, businesses, and governments worldwide. Cannabis news breaks. Golden Triangle Ventures Inc., OTTVH, restructures $7 million in legacy debt, secures repurchase option. Golden Triangle Ventures Inc., ticker symbol GTVH, has successfully restructured $7 million in legacy debt through an agreement with a new third-party investor. This move consolidates five debt instruments and grants GTVH the exclusive right to repurchase the full balance for $4 million, offering a significant discount. This restructuring simplifies GTVH's balance sheet, supports disciplined growth, and strengthens its financial positioning. Golden Triangle Ventures is a multifaceted consulting company operating in the health, entertainment, and technology sectors, aiming to acquire and joint venture with established entities in these areas. For more information, visit Golden Triangle Ventures' website at www.goldentriangleinc.com.
Mining news breaks. Aloro Resources Lilted, OTC LRF, FSCP2 amends payment schedule for ISCA interest, updates adjacent property agreement. Aloro Resources Ltd. has amended the payment terms with Empresa Minera Villegas SRL for the ISCA project in Bolivia. US$1.8 million in exploration spending on the Mina Casiterita property will be credited towards the remaining $4.45 million owed. Cash payments of $1 million are due July 15, 2025, and US$1.65 million on January 6, 2026. The Mina Casiterita and Mina Hoyada option agreement has also been revised, requiring a $1.8 million payment within 12 months of mining rights acquisition and issuance of 200,000 Aloro shares upon property transfer. Aloro Resources is an exploration and mine development company with properties in Bolivia, Peru, and Quebec. For more information, visit www.alororesources.com.
Neuralbase to change name to BMP AI Technologies, Inc., reflecting evolving business strategy and technological vision. Neuralbase AI Ltd., operating as BMP AI, is rebranding as BMP AI Technologies, Inc., to align with its evolving business strategy. The new name emphasizes the company's focus on next-generation AI solutions for enterprise SaaS, automation, and data-driven tools. CEO Vignesh Dobal stated that the change reflects their commitment to innovation. The transition follows recent developments and upgrades, positioning the company as a leader in AI technology. The ticker symbol, NBBI, will remain unchanged. Shareholders do not need to take any action. Stay tuned for updates on the refreshed website and branding in the coming weeks.
Investor news breaks. Channel check by Noble highlights Arania Resources, TSX ARU, as 2D inversion reveals 6 conductive anomalies at Awacha. Arania Resources, ARU, has identified 6 highly conductive anomalies at its Awacha porphyry copper target in Ecuador using updated two-dimensional inversion technology. The advanced 2.5D algorithm confirmed deep-rooted conductivity zones starting 250 meters below the surface, correlating with conductive sulfide mineralization and porphyry-related alteration. These anomalies show promise for porphyry copper exploration. To access the full report, visit the Channel Check website. Channel Check, a product of Noble Financial Group, provides institutional quality research for free to the public on emerging growth companies. Noble Capital Markets, established in 1984, offers middle market expertise to entrepreneurs, corporations, and investors, raising billions of dollars for companies over the past 40 years. How renewables ensure energy security for countries. As volatility in the global energy sector forces countries to pay higher prices for fossil fuels, pivoting to renewables could help nations fortify themselves against instability. SolarBank Corp. has an opportunity to address the growing need for energy storage as renewable energy uptake surges. Green Energy Stocks is a specialized communications platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, providing access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. With a seasoned team, GES serves companies looking to reach a wide audience and enhance brand awareness in the market.
Should more pensions adopt Tampa Police and Fire's pure stock-picking approach? MPI analysis finds its results could easily be replicated through a more diversified approach. Instead, Markov Processes International Inc. released institutional research analyzing the City of Tampa Fire and Police Pension Fund, known for its stock-picking approach. The study suggests that a more diversified strategy could replicate its results. While the fund has outperformed benchmarks, MPI's analysis shows that a diversified approach based on modern portfolio theory could achieve similar returns with less risk. The analysis found that the fund's Sharpe ratio was better than its benchmark, but managers could achieve similar results without relying solely on stock picking. For more information on MPI's research or Stylus Pro software, contact MPI at +1-908-608-158 or info@markovprocesses.com.
GeoVax to raise approximately $6 million of gross proceeds in public offering. GeoVax Labs, Inc. announced a public offering to raise approximately $6 million in gross proceeds. The offering involves the sale of 9.2 million units, each consisting of one share of common stock and warrants to purchase additional shares. The company will issue warrants to purchase up to 18.5 million shares at 65 cents per share with a 5-year term. Roth Capital Partners is the exclusive placement agent for the offering. The net proceeds will be used for working capital and general corporate purposes. The closing is expected around July 2, 2025, pending customary conditions. GeoVax is a biotechnology company developing vaccines against infectious diseases and therapies for solid tumor cancers, with ongoing clinical trials for COVID-19 and oncology treatments.
One World Products, Inc. appoints William Rowland as Chief Financial Officer. One World Products, Inc. has appointed William Bill Rowland, CPA, as its new Chief Financial Officer. With decades of experience in financial management and operations, Roland has a proven track record of driving operational excellence and strategic growth. His background includes leadership roles in both private and public organizations, as well as experience in financial restructuring and expansion strategies across various sectors. Roland's appointment is expected to strengthen OneWorld's financial operations and support the company's long-term growth goals. As CFO, he will lead financial planning, analysis, and operational strategy as the company continues to scale its automotive initiatives and expand in sustainable materials.
Florida residents, get a new roof now and receive free exterior painting just in time for hurricane season. Florida residents can now get a new roof from Mark One Contractors and receive free exterior painting just in time for hurricane season. This limited-time offer includes free tarping and a roof inspection with no deposit required and financing options available. Mark One's roofing systems are built to withstand high winds and harsh conditions, providing homeowners with peace of mind during storm season. With premium materials and expert craftsmanship, customers can fortify their properties while enhancing curb appeal. Book now before the next storm hits by calling 954-408-1532 or visiting Mark One Contractors' website. Protect your home and save thousands with this exclusive offer from Florida's trusted name in roofing. Hammer & Nails opens 50th location, partners with UFC legend Urijah Faber as brand ambassador. Hammer & Nails, the elevated grooming experience for modern men, celebrates the opening of its 50th franchise location in Nolensville, Tennessee. Partnering with UFC Hall of Famer Urijah Faber as a brand ambassador and franchise investor, the brand emphasizes the importance of grooming as part of wellness. Offering precision haircuts, shaves, and hand and foot care, Hammer & Nails provides a masculine, design-forward environment where self-care is seen as strength. With a proven membership model driving growth, the brand plans to double its footprint by the end of 2026. To support expansion, Amanda Grissom has been appointed as Director of Brand Growth, overseeing marketing and franchise development. New locations are set to open across various states, redefining men's grooming expectations nationwide.
GTN names Christy Moon to Director. Global Tax Network, GTN, has promoted Christy Moon to Director, effective June 30, 2025. Moon, who joined the firm in 2014, has a proven track record of delivering exceptional support to clients dealing with mobility and relocation challenges. In her new role, she will continue to enhance the firm's client-facing tools and provide leadership to strengthen support for organizations and their mobile workforces. Moon holds a Bachelor of Science in Business, Accounting from the University of Minnesota, Carlson School of Management, and is a certified public accountant licensed in Minnesota. Outside of work, she enjoys spending time with her family, exploring new destinations, attending live music performances, and reading. GTN is a mobility tax services firm based in Minneapolis, Minnesota, dedicated to helping people live and work anywhere in the world. Presidio Endoscope enables first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery in the Gambia. Presidio, a leader in advanced surgical visualization technology, proudly announces that its state-of-the-art endoscope was foundational to the first-ever endoscopic pituitary surgery successfully performed in the Gambia. This landmark procedure, part of the recent Harvard Banjul mission trip, was led by Dr. Tim Smith of Harvard Medical School and Dr. John Jabang of Edward Francis Small Teaching Hospital. The donation of Presidio's endoscope system enabled a critical turning point in surgical capability for the nation, allowing for advanced procedures that were previously not possible. The mission also focused on sustainable investments, developing a national neurosurgery training program, and building infrastructure for long-term progress. The transformative impact of this collaboration was deeply felt by both the visiting team and the Gambian medical professionals, showcasing the power of innovative tools in advancing patient care worldwide.
Celebrate National Fried Chicken Day at Crispy Crunchy Chicken. Celebrate National Fried Chicken Day at Crispy Crunchy Chicken on Sunday, July 6. known for their juicy, Cajun-spiced fried chicken, Crispy Crunchy Chicken is offering $5.99 your choice meal deals and exclusive fan packs to social media followers. Enjoy signature fried chicken, Cajun chicken sandwich, jumbo tenders, chicken nuggets, and more. Prepared in small batches with a proprietary blend of mild Cajun spices, Crispy Crunchy Chicken ensures freshly made meals every time. With locations in all 48 contiguous states and available on delivery platforms like DoorDash and Grubhub, fans nationwide can indulge in their favorite fried chicken. For more information, visit crispycrunchy.com or follow on social media. Custom Cuts Barbershop opens in Georgetown at Hill Country Salon Suites. Custom Cuts Barbershop, founded by seasoned barber Roland Gonzalez, is now open for business at Hill Country Salon Suites in Georgetown. With nearly a decade of experience and a family tradition in barbering, Roland offers classic cuts, modern styles, and old-school customer service in suite number 126. Growing up surrounded by barbershops, Roland's passion for connecting with people shines through in his work. His daughter, a seasoned stylist, also joins the team. Custom Cuts welcomes new clients for precision fades, beard trims, and classic cuts for all ages. Visit them at 5361 Williams Drive or call 737-233-930 for appointments. Hill Country Salon Suites, offering luxury salon suites for rent, aims to support beauty professionals and entrepreneurs in finding success. For suite availabilities, call 512-380-2500.
American Pest announces Pest Prime Week, offering limited-time pest control deals from July 7 to 11. American Pest, a renowned pest control company, is celebrating its 100th year by introducing Pest Prime Week. This limited-time event from July 7 to July 11 offers special deals on pest control services for residential and commercial customers in Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. President Kevin Poland emphasizes the importance of starting pest control maintenance now to prevent infestations during the peak summer season. Discounts include free inspections for spotted lanternflies, $29 mosquito and tick services, and $120 off smart rodent control. Customers can also participate in a giveaway by claiming an offer during Pest Prime Week. For more details and to redeem these offers, visit the American Pest website.
Redwood Logistics and customers share success stories at OTM SIG 2025. Redwood Logistics, a leading fourth-party logistics provider in North America, will showcase their Oracle WMS Cloud implementation and 3PL-centric strategies at the OTM SIG 2025 User Conference in Minneapolis. They will highlight how integrated logistics systems drive performance in warehousing and transportation with real-world examples from Redwood and their customers. Bill Warrington, Senior Director at Redwood, will discuss the transformative impact of Oracle WMS Cloud on warehouse operations. Sessions will cover topics like labor optimization and network routing optimization. Customers like Hormel Foods and HWI will also share their success stories at the conference. Attendees can join hosted events throughout the week to network and learn more about Redwood's offerings. Ultima Collection and Burgess Tie the Knot for exclusive two-week land and sea escape in summer 2025. Ultima Collection and Burgess have joined forces to offer an exclusive two-week land and sea escape in summer 2025. This partnership combines luxury superyacht adventures with ultra-private villas, creating a unique travel experience. Guests will spend 7 nights aboard the 235-foot superyacht Kogo, followed by 7 nights in one of Ultima Collection's exclusive properties in the Mediterranean or the Alps. The experience begins at sea on the award-winning Kogo, featuring luxurious amenities and a dedicated crew. After the yacht portion, guests will enjoy a stay at one of Ultima Collection's signature estates, offering privacy, panoramic views, and top-notch service. This bespoke 14-day itinerary is priced from €720,000 and includes personalized itinerary planning and curated service throughout. Availability is limited for summer 2025, so book now to secure your spot on this unforgettable journey. Q&A with Sumner Lee, founder and CEO of Fuse Integration. Sumner Lee, founder and CEO of Fuse Integration, discusses the company's focus on delivering innovative tactical edge networking solutions for defense customers. By connecting with military users and understanding their pain points, Fuse has differentiated itself in the complex defense market. Lee's background as a naval aviator drives the company's commitment to flying with users, listening, testing, and adapting to ensure their products meet the actual needs of the warfighter. Fuse is harnessing AI to transform tactical communications, ensuring seamless connectivity even in denied environments. Additionally, the company is monitoring and addressing the evolution of drones to enable unmanned systems to engage with human warfighters. Lee emphasizes the importance of staying connected with users, whether in defense or other industries, to drive innovation and success in high-stakes environments like defense.
Q&A with Ted Aurelius, EVP, Marketing and Strategic Services, SG360 Gree. Ted Aurelius, EVP of Marketing and Strategic Services at SG360 Gree, brings over 30 years of marketing expertise to the table. With a focus on direct mail and omni-channel campaigns, Ted's consultative approach and award-winning creativity have led to significant performance improvements for brands like UPS and Pizza Hut. SG360 Gree specializes in direct response marketing, offering a full range of services under one roof. Ted emphasizes the importance of data-driven strategies and personalized campaigns to drive results. With a 69-year history, SG360 Gree has evolved with the industry, staying ahead by focusing on technology and data. Direct mail continues to outperform digital channels, offering personalized engagement and higher ROI. The key to success lies in understanding customers and leveraging data for targeted campaigns. SG360 Gree's advanced data targeting capabilities provide clients with rich insights and precise targeting for maximum ROI. The Future of Direct Mail report highlights the importance of data in driving double-digit returns for marketers. Whether a seasoned pro or new to the job, marketers can use the report as a guide to ask the right questions and develop effective campaign strategies. For unmatched direct marketing performance, visit sg.com to learn more.
Spin unveils major fleet overhaul in Baltimore to advance safety, accessibility, and community mobility goals. Spin, a leading micromobility operator, has launched a major fleet upgrade in Baltimore, with over 95% of its fleet now composed of the new C1 model. This move reinforces the city's commitment to innovation, safety, and inclusive transportation access. Spin scooters in Baltimore have logged over 80,000 rides in just the last month, reflecting a surge in adoption. The new C1 scooter features rider-focused upgrades like a lower deck height for better balance, a front-mounted battery design for durability, and a built-in wireless phone charger. These upgrades align with Baltimore's goals of transportation equity and emission reduction, making Spin a key partner in improving sustainable transportation access in the city.
Junk.com experts share decluttering tips to celebrate Independence Day with a clean slate. This Independence Day, Junk.com encourages Americans to declare independence from clutter. With summer in full swing, CEO Nicole Tertiarisi suggests tackling projects and clearing out junk for a fresh start. Junk.com has released its top 10 things to toss this summer list, including old patio furniture, broken holiday decor, and unused exercise equipment. The company offers curbside, contact-free, and full-service removal options nationwide to help households reclaim their space and peace of mind. To book a clean-out or learn more, visit junk.com. Q&A with David Bremer, Executive Vice President at Colliers. David Bremer, Executive Vice President at Colliers in Austin, Texas, shares insights on the office market. The Domain in Austin attracts high-end requirements with downtown-like quality, quick access to MOPAC Expressway, and lower rental rates. Downtown Austin remains popular for small and large users. North Central Austin is an up-and-coming area to watch. Austin's office market, known for tech dominance, is also seeing success in financial and professional services. Austin's advantages include a highly educated workforce, while costs for office space and housing remain high. The forecast indicates steady activity for smaller users, with a slow recovery expected for larger users. Bremer is excited for the tenants market, offering clients better deals. Technology companies are driving demand with professional services growing. Companies are adapting office strategies with a focus on flexibility and quality of life. Bremer advises tenants to carefully consider their needs, location, budget, and timeline when searching for office space in Austin.
Q&A with life coach Pam Covarrubias. Breaking free from Caladita culture. Pam Covarrubias, a coach, speaker, and podcaster, rejects Caladita culture to empower first-generation women and femmes in the U.S. Through her podcast, Cafe Con Pam, she advocates against silencing and submission. Transitioning from corporate to entrepreneurship, Pam found her calling as a life coach, helping clients like one who grew her business from $80 to $600K in a year. Pam's approach focuses on inner child work and exploring subconscious beliefs. She identifies common wounds related to Caladita culture and helps clients reclaim their identities. Running her own business has led to personal growth and connections with supportive professionals, like her LGBTQIA+ friendly accountant. Pam recommends Wave for simple bookkeeping and accounting, emphasizing the importance of reinvesting in tasks and relationships that fuel you.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24/7 PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.